Recording 59.
You will hear a phone conversation between an estate agent and a woman wishing to rent accommodation. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 10.
Fairfield Rentals, Andrew Williams. How can I help you?
Oh, hello. I'm calling from the UK. My family are moving to Canada early next year, and we're hoping to find somewhere to rent in Fairfield for the first 6 months while we settle in.
Right, I see. Well, let's get your details.
Yes, my name's Jane Ryder.
Okay, Jane. And can I have a phone number? The best number to get you on?
Well, that'd probably be our home number. So, 0044 for the UK, and then it's 208... 613-2978.
All right. And an email address, please, so we can send you out all the information and forms.
I think it's best if I give you my husband's email. He's sitting in front of a computer all day, so he can print stuff off and get it back to you sooner than I could. It's richard@visiontech.co.uk. I'll just spell the company name for you. That's V-I-S-I-O-N... T-E-C-H.
Great. And we have a question here about occupation.
Richard's an IT specialist for an advertising company. They're transferring him to their Fairfield branch.
Actually, just your job for now, thanks.
Me? I'm a doctor at the hospital in our town.
Okay, I'll put that down. Now, what kind of accommodation are you looking for? House? Apartment?
An apartment, probably, as long as it has two bedrooms. There'll be me, my husband, and our 10-year-old son.
And so with an apartment, you're less likely to get a garden.
That's okay.
But what about a garage? Is that something you'll want the apartment to have?
Yes, that's definitely important.
Okay, just a moment. I'll just make a note of that.
But before we go on, I should probably say now that what we don't need is any furniture, because we'll be shipping all that over, and I don't really want to pay for storage while we're waiting to buy a house.
Not a problem. I'll make a note of that.
Actually, though, just thinking about the kitchen... What can I expect from a rental property? I mean, what kind of equipment is provided?
Well, the normal thing is that you get a stove. I think that's a cooker in British English.
Okay, good to know. But how about a fridge? We'll be selling ours before we come, so if possible, we'd like the apartment to have one for when we arrive.
I can certainly add that to the form. If there's any other whiteware that you need, like a dishwasher, for example, there are plenty of stores here that'll arrange delivery on the same day as purchase.
Thanks. Hopefully we won't need to buy too many things.
Now, how about location? Have you done any research into the Fairfield area?
Not that much so far.
Well, you mentioned you have a boy. I imagine you'd like to be fairly close to a school.
Good idea. That would help. What's public transport like in Fairfield? Is it easy to get around?
The bus service is pretty comprehensive. There are plenty of local routes, services into the city and out of town.
Okay, and for a two-bedroom apartment, what sort of rent should we expect to pay?
Well, looking at the properties we have at the moment, prices start from around $730 per month and, depending on the area, can go up to $1,200.
That's too much. Something halfway would be better.
So, would your limit be, say, $950?
I'd say so, yes.
Can I ask if you smoke or if you have any pets?
No to both questions. But I do have one more request, please.
Yes?
Well, I've also been offered a job at Victoria General Hospital, and I suspect I'll be working nights occasionally. So what I really need from any apartment is for it to be quiet, so I can catch up on sleep if necessary during the day.
Congratulations on the job offer. I'll add your request to the form. Well, what I'll do is compile a list of suitable properties for you and send them via email. Can I just ask, how did you hear about us? Obviously not from our commercials if you're living in the UK.
Actually, it was a friend of ours. He spent a few months in Fairfield a couple of years ago, and he pointed us in the direction of your website.
Well, it's good to be recommended. So, what I'll do is...
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.